So you got the injury update. We had a good day of practice getting ourselves ready. Very good Chiefs team leading our division right now coming in Sunday night. I know our fans will be there loud and proud and ready to support us, and we're going to need that support. It'll be great. That should be an awesome environment to play in. And right now we're just busy getting ourselves ready. So.
Still feel good about Peyton being able to go on Sunday?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, no doubt in my mind there. He participated in a little bit of walkthrough today and then got some extra treatment and extra work. But no, he'll be ready to roll.
How about tomorrow?
It's a day-by-day or day-to-day kind of deal, but I would say we'll check back tomorrow and see what Rebecca has for us.
Would you classify him as being less than 100%?
Would I classify him? We have to classify. We make a status determination at the end of the week. And right now, I've given you the update I'm prepared to give you.
The one thing that jumps out about the Chiefs is the way they've been able to get the football away from other teams mm-hmm. this year.
They're doing a great job. Number one in the league in terms of taking it away, and number one in terms of not giving it away. And that is one of the main reasons why they're sitting on top of our division right now. So excellent job by them. They're 9-0. They're on top right now. They've got the lead. They're out in front, and everybody else is chasing them. So they've earned that. They've done a nice job. Andy's done a nice job with the team. And so we're getting ourselves ready to combat that.
What was the level of participation or walking through for Peyton today?
The level of the walkthrough participation?
Yes.
I think that was 100% participation there, yeah.
You guys have already faced Robert Mathis. In some ways, with Ali and Houston, are you facing basically two of them?
If you're talking about good players, I'd say yes. I think Robert's good. I think both of the guys we'll face this week are good players. Yeah. So, look, they've done some good things, and we're getting ourselves geared up, ready to roll.
Jack, what is the key to their pass rush?
Well, I think anytime you're talking about pass rush, it goes hand in hand with coverage. I think you've got rush, you've got coverage, it goes hand in hand. That's how you play good pass defense. They're doing that. They're getting off on third down. They're forcing turnovers. They have limited people and their ability to move the ball through the air quite a bit. And that's why they're sitting there at 9-0. So having some talent helps. Having some good design helps, and I think they have both.
You coached on a Ravens squad that won the Super Bowl. Do you see any similarities with that team and the way this Chiefs team plays football?
Not really yet. You have to sustain it over time, but certainly that was a special unit that I was fortunate enough to be a part of, there in Baltimore. And so we'll see. There have been a few teams that have kind of approached what we did in 2000 and haven't quite matched it. But, there's every year you get a new opportunity. Somebody gets an opportunity to try and chase that down.
Do you have any concern with defenses going low on Manning now? They know his ankles are hurt, them going after it perhaps?
No more concern than any other time. We're playing football. People are going to get hit. We do as good a job as anybody out there in terms of protecting our guy. It's important to us, and we'll continue to do that. But at the end of the day, it's football. We're going to play football. We're going to let the people that are in charge of making the game what it should be, we'll let them do their jobs, and we'll just do our jobs.
Coach, Jamal Charles has had a good year again this year. One of the areas specifically has been the bubble screen. What is it that makes him so effective on that?
Well, he's a good football player, so that's one way they get him the ball. I think just getting him the ball has been good for them. They get him the ball, whether he's carrying the ball out of the backfield or getting the ball on passing routes, including screens. So he's a big weapon for them, and he's a good football player and does a nice job.
Chiefs have blitzed less the last couple of weeks, and they've also gotten to the quarterback less. Have you noticed the difference?
No, not really. I think, look, each week, there are good teams that you're playing against. You put your plan together and go out and execute it. I think they've maybe called a little less in that department. Whether that's a direct correlation or not, I'm not sure. But we'll be prepared. We know that, again, they've got good players. They've got good scheme. They've got good design in what they're doing. We know there are some challenges there, and that's one side of it. There are three phases to this game, and I'm concerned about all three. Special teams, they're very good in special teams, and they're doing a great job of winning that field position battle. for their offense and their defense, and that'll be equally important in this ball game.
What have the conversations been like in the offensive line meetings about what has to be done?
Conversation in the O-line meeting? I couldn't tell you. I'm not in those meetings. I think they're getting geared up, ready to compete. You know, it's what we do every week.
Is there anything you can put your finger on why the line has given up more sacks the past three games than the first six?
No, and I wouldn't say that the line gave them up. I'd say that that has occurred in our games. I think we were on a pretty close to record pace early, maybe not quite sustaining that still at the top of the league in terms of what we're doing. So we feel good about what we're doing, how we're doing it, who we're doing it with, and we just want to do a little bit better this week.
Dick, you have a lot of targets in the passing game, but can you talk about how important it is for Noshon to be coming out of the backfield and keeping the linebackers busy and coverage?
Yeah, I mean, he's a good player. He's done a nice job for us. You know, he brings a lot of energy to the game. He's been a dependable runner and blocker and also receiving the ball out of the backfield. He's made some nice plays for us. That's just another element. You know, we've got a lot of weapons. We look to utilize them all. Matchups, you know, wise, scheme-wise, what they're trying to do, what we're trying to do depends on where the ball goes a lot of times. I think you've seen that Peyton will throw it to everybody that's out there, and including Mitch Unrein from time to time. So that's just what we do. And when Noshon's out there, we count on him to do his part, whether it's blocking or getting out and peeling away some coverage or actually catching the ball and making somebody miss.
Champ Bailey hadn't participated in a few weeks. Is it good to see him start to get back?
Yeah, great to have Champ back at practice today. We'll see how the week goes and anticipate getting him back at some point, full go and for the games. But, great to see him back. And like I indicated before, he's a true professional. I mean, everything he does, the way he conducts himself, is a great example for our football players, for our younger players, to understand what it looks like. And so hats off to Champ and glad to have him back.
The fact that he has such a long career resume of success, does that make the confidence you have in him in the season when he's had trouble getting on the field?
Yeah.
Does that make it greater?
Well, no, it helps to know that he's the all-time, most Pro Bowls in the history of our league. I mean, he's a pretty good player. That part is good, and it's just great to see him back out here. It's what he wants to do. It's what he loves to do. He can help us, and at some point he'll be able to rejoin us in game situations.